Robin Who? I mean, it's like just them and Chuck Berry. I mean, they took the Chuck Berry thing so far into such a weird place. Who's capping who? Oh, are we? So who's here? Sorry. I'm gonna stop doing that.
Who's capping who? What is John's Skype stuff?
Check, Alan check, just, check.
Alan just sent a thing saying he's still at work. Okay.
So I'm looking at things that are trending right now. And one of them is Liam Neeson. So I hit it. And it's basically like the spoof of Liam Neeson for some show playing Santa Claus. It's like a comedy bit, but in every single one of them, it says Santa Claus, and Claus is spelled C-L-A-U-S-E. That's incorrect, right? Like Santa Claus is C-L-A-U-S.
E.
There's no E. That's a clause. No, no, you've got to be kidding me. Santa Claus is C-L-A-U-S, not C-L-A-U-S-E.
Isn't that a Tim Allen movie, The Santa Claus?
Yeah, I mean, the Santa Claus is the joke in that movie is because whoever is present when Santa Claus dies becomes a Santa Claus. So they call it The Santa Claus, and then the next movie was called The Mrs. Claus because that was a thing that he had to have a wife. Do you get what I'm saying? But that's the joke. The thing that's weirding me out is, like, if you go on Facebook, every single one of these is spelled wrong. Like, it'll say the wrong thing in the post and the right thing on the link, or both the post and the link will be wrong. And to me, it's like, is this intentional? Or is it just, like, how one person makes a mistake and it just spreads? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. This is the kind of thing you've been tracking for a little while.
Well, yeah, but it's also like the mandala effect. I think the thing is like it's coming to my attention how easily we are fooled because one person will get the wrong idea and that idea like spreads. Like how so many different people can be wrong about the same thing. Was it like the mandala effect? Everybody's like misunderstanding or misremembering things. But in a way, all of those are true, right? Like reality tunnel nonsense. But what I'm saying is like, look it up. Santa Claus is spelled C-L-A-U-S. That's a mistake that I would make. Like, I'm not an authority. I'm kind of a dumbass. I would post something and spell it wrong. But if everybody linked it and decided that it was true and posted it, when does it become true in a very 1984 way?
I don't know. You have to check with the Ministry of Truth on that.
Where is the Ministry of Truth?
Who's in charge of the Ministry of Truth?
Star Citizen.
Well, that is what we're going to figure out tonight, so...
We're going to figure out what is truth tonight?
No.
Or who's in charge of the Ministry of Truth?
Who's in charge of the Ministry of Truth?
Oh, okay.
I just have to figure out where my email is.
How are you guys doing?
Well, how are you, John?
It's a fraught question.
Yeah, indeed it is. But I haven't spoken to any of you since Sync Summit, so it's nice to hold your company again.
Same.
Indeed.
Okay. So I have email brought up Douglas. Am I too loud? Anybody's headphones?
No.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
So what are we doing here? Is this an official 42 minutes?
It's an official 42 minutes. It has not yet begun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It will begin at 9:11.
You thought you got all your A material, you've blown it already.
We have script.
I just never know what you guys say. Sometimes when I'm working with you guys, I'm recording from way before they think the show starts. Sometimes it's like, you have me completely off balance. I don't know what's going on with you guys. I thought this was an always record, honestly.
No.
No.
And by the way, I don't have a material because all my material is a material.
I wish if you could write that down, Will. Thanks so much. And I don't have a material. All my material is a material. That's
and
the
A is for Andras.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Doug. The story is, what is this from, Doug?
I think Andras could guess it, I think.
Script. The story is dry. All we've got are pieces. We can't seem to figure out what the puzzle is supposed to look like. John Mitchell resigns as the head of Creep and says that he wants to spend money more, or spend more time with his family. I mean, it sounds like bullshit. We don't exactly believe that. Will. No. Heh. But it's touching. Forget the myths the media created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys, and things got out of hand.
Hunts,
what is this from?
Follow the
Go
money.
Ahead.
Is that Hunter S. Thompson?
No, it's All the President's Men.
Oh?
Oh, it's Woodward and Bernstein.
Yeah, except I'm playing Redford, and William is Deep Throat.
So. Of course I am.
Okay.
Which one of you do I get to play in the movie?
I think all of our personalities are being very consistent right now. So let's see. We got two more minutes. 9/11. All right.
Not going to be 9/11 for me for another hour and 2 minutes.
Somewhere it's always 9/11, Andras. So you guys seen the footage of this old turkey thing yet?
I didn't see the unfoldment of it, but I saw like before and after photos. So there's like a photo of the dude holding the gun right before he gets gunned down.
Right.
Actually see the act of him being shot, but
right. Yeah. Which is very convenient. It's in HD. It's like the first broadcast in another country that I've ever seen that's in HD. It's like, are you kidding me? It looks like the whole thing looks stupid fake. Like a cartoon. Like I turn it on Yoohoo, like that's the first thing I see is the damn shooter and perfect. Like it first looks like, oh, this is like a reenactment footage, but it's like the real fucking photograph of the guy.
Yeah, but there's been brazen murders of public officials before. I mean, we can say it looks fake, but we've never witnessed all of them or
right,
you know,
there've
been
doing? Instances. No. This is not how the show works. We do this on the show.
This is why I wasn't talking, because I was keeping my A material.
Well, why is
this is green room
situation?
Because
I mean,
let's be real. Always record came out of like 42 minutes green rooms, because it's like there was never the good stuff never happened in 42 minutes. It was always what happened after 42 minutes that was relevant.
Okay, well let's do it. Here we go. You guys ready? What was it?
Oh, I need to take a break now.
Oh, fuck.
That's all right. We got 4 minutes of intro here.
I'm going to 5, 4, 3.
Hey, am I going to play my song?
Yes, we'll set you up. 5, 4, 3, 2. All right. So hold on for just a second. We're going to add David Plate to the call. We won't. David?
Hey.
Okay. So everybody's going to understand the fact that some of us have to move on and we don't have too long to talk here. We just finished up and wrapped up 42 minutes. And I brought up the point because I didn't know the whole thing around it with the Crowley deck and the star. I brought it up, but wasn't very clear. So. What is the relationship of the 17th Trump between the weight deck and the Crowley deck?
Okay, well, it's more than just the decks. It's because if you look at the Book of the Law, when he says, all the letters in my book are right, but Saudi is not the star, So Saadi would normally correspond to the star, but he switched it with the emperor. And so the emperor is next to the empress. So if you look in the Thoth deck, you see the emperor and the empress face each other, right? And so he took that card and he moved it. So they flipped. So he separated the lovers. So it's symbolic, right? So he takes the emperor and he puts it next to the tower. And so the tower is Pei, which is the mouth. Saadi is the fish hook. And so he connects the fish hook with the mouth. Also, Aries corresponds to the emperor, which rules Mars. And then the tower is Mars. So Mars, Aries get grouped together. And so basically the Trump tower gets connected to the Trump emperor. And so, but the thing is that that's not, none of that is true. Like, you, the letters in the book are right because it's the fucking basis of the language. Like, that's a big joke. Like, if you buy that, you're duped. Like, it's a total scam. But at the same time, like, as far as the Kleepoter concern or this skin of the snake, like, we look at that and we see that. So, like, intuitively, like, we're moving into the 17, like, we sense or we feel that it should be the star and the distribution of the energy. But because the star has been moved, if you look at the way that the cards actually get arranged in the Vesica, you have death below, diagonal with the star. So she's like Aquarius, right? She's pouring the emanated flow. And if you look in the death card, how there's that crazy spiral geometrical thing coming down, it actually connects to the flow that she's pouring. So that's a Samech Mem or Samael above, and then she's Lilith. So the Empress goes to look at her lover who's been moved, and instead she not only does she see Lilith, but she sees Lilith facing away, and the Emperor is the window. So she'd literally be looking through the window at the Hierophant on the other side. So it's the Empress's window to the higher knowledge that she's denied because of the switch. But like I said, that's not the reality. That's just what we experience on the most topical level. And so, you know, and that doesn't negate the higher truth, because you have Lamed on one side and Aleph on the other. So El Elohim, that's the real name. That's the arrangement of the letters. But Crowley moved everything to the ninth placement. So you have the sun on one side and at the sun card and Leo on the other with lust or strength. And so, and then that's significant, its placement on the Tree of Life. But the point is that the sun rules Leo. And so you have the Babylonian sun square encoded into this. So it's Babel. So it can't last, but it maintains itself for a while. Does that make sense?
Andras, what does that sound like to you?
It sounds like David Plate to me.
But,
sorry, I don't.
Well, it's a feminine issue. He basically said that 17, he kind of replaced it with his personification. Like, instead of the star, he gave it...
That's someone else's reading, though, to me. It's like when Crowley sets a deck and then starts playing around with it, that's cool, that's fine. I'm not going to base my life off of it.
It's prophesied in the 12th century that that would happen with the deck, and you can prove it with adding up the diagonal pathways.
I think it's important in trying to interpret how you're going to experience this next year, though. I mean, I think it's important because it does seem like the 17's kind of produced. I mean, there's this conflict of genders here, which is very poignant.
When you start to make synchronicities important,
or if you try to create a structure that is unbending, so like that was an exercise that was fun, but it doesn't mean that it is, like...
Yeah, for me, it's like, again, it's like, look, if I told you that the reason, you know, like, I do my pop oracle song of the day every day for Radio 8 Ball. I pick them randomly, and I have my backstory. I do it honestly, but, you know, it's something for me, and if someone wants to engage the Crowley tarot deck that way, that's great. But I wouldn't say that it's the, you know, I wouldn't say that it then changes the deck. I don't think that the way you relate to the deck after it's set changes what it is. So
some people change, actually write on their decks people who are very involved in the OTO have their own feelings on things and will literally like change the Roman numerals and things to make them be what they think they should be. And so that does happen, you know, I mean.
That's kind of awesome. I mean, I respect that.
Okay, beyond Crowley, there's an argument of the star anyways. There's some conflict about where she goes. So it's like already a contention.
I've never heard of that.
I was just reading something that it was there was a confusion anyways. That's where his whole thing. I put it in the conversation. Okay. But it just where does it say it? It goes here. I'll send it to you and you can read it while we're just. I think that it's too bold for you just to pin down on Crowley as like that's right, Crowley's right, right. And there's something 11, definitely there that the whether or not it's the star year or the I don't know there's a lot of potential for there to be some kind of like switcheroo,
right? There's a lot of different attributions that the correspondences that people put forward, like back when Eliphas Levy was the one who made the fool zero, and then everything followed suit from there. And it wasn't, and then that became like the kind of the foundation of what was used for like a long time until Crowley made his Saadi is not the star thing. Actually, I have a blog post on the particulars of the Saadi is not the star issue. If you want to look at that on my, you know, being there 723, whatever. But it goes on and on about the significance.
Oh, it's the conflict of where the fool lies. Too, like there's an argument over all kinds of issues with
right that. Because Crowley thought that he was the reincarnation of Eliphas Levy, and so that's he's like, okay, well, Eliphas Levy made this adjustment, here's my adjustment, apparently, although it's supposed to be channeled in the Book of Law, so it didn't really come from Crowley, it came from Iowa's or whatever, but you know.
But yeah. Oh, okay, so this is a I don't know. It seems like there's some kind of reverberation where, like, there's alternate realities and both are true in some way.
I'm not trying to crap on anyone's. I'm just saying I don't really get it. And you come in the middle of this, David. But
sure.
You know, Will did throw it out there as being like that. There's some question as to what the 17th card is in the deck.
The 17th card is the star. As far as the way that they're being arranged by the elite and the way that they relate to it, and it's like their acknowledgement of the Klipo, because they can move things around how they will. They can't change the name of God. That's the basis of our whole language. That's the first alphabet. They can't change that. Like that is that. But they relate to the way that they relate to it. And because it works and it can never be in ultimate equilibrium anyway. And so they're going to make it closer, but it's a lie. They can't really make it any closer than it is with Aleph on one side and Lamed on the other. It's adjustment or justice. That's why he called justice adjustment. That's the big joke, because he's tweaked it out. But like that's what I'm saying. It's like you can do that, but it doesn't negate the higher reality. It's like the difference between the body of the snake and the skin of the snake. They're just making changes on the topical level, but that doesn't change what the body is doing.
The Death Star.
Yeah, we're moving into 17 here, but as far as they're concerned, yeah, they're all fixated on the skin of the thing. And so that's they get their reward or whatever. I have the flu, guys, really bad. So
well, I think that's our key that the night has run long. It's 10:06. I want to thank you. I was actually talking to David via text message and telling him what the confusion was. So he already knew we were having an argument. I just didn't. I didn't want to leave that out there with no clarification.
It seems like it was pretty clarified that it was it's the star card, which. Doesn't necessarily bode. I mean, he's a TV star, you know.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I think my point was both work. There's like some kind of, I guess the argument was on whether justice and strength lie, and I think that kind of rearranges all of the different. I mean, to me, it's kind of just weird. Like it makes me a little bit excited to find out how this is going to play out because. What happened to me is I went to go see Star Wars, and all of a sudden I like it clicked in my head, and I got chill bumps when I was watching it at the very end when they show the Death Star on the horizon, and all of a sudden I realized it was a star.
Well, that's it's no moon. Kind of like it's opening, the joke that you're looking for the moon, and then you get a fucking Death Star.
That's no
in
moon.
Place. It's because it's a substitute reality, which is the same thing with the tower and the Emperor. And that's huge, dude. That the Emperor is the fish hook and that the tower is the mouth. That's not a mistake. What do you think of when you think of fucking Donald Trump but his big fucking mouth?
Right.
Like,
it
it's
makes
crazy.
Sense. It's weird.
It's Aries and Mars. Aries rules Mars. Boom, there you go. And if you align the cards in that way because of the implication of Saudi is not the star, you end up with a series of nine. It goes, if you add up the top and the bottom of each card in the row, it goes 9999999. And then what flanks it with the sun and strength is 11. So you have like
In studying Saudi, I've seen Saudi associated to Lucifer and the like blue god, the peacock god, or the Saudi feathered serpent. So it all has to do with like Lucifer, the second son, to me. So there's a potentiality for like fireworks, is what I'm seeing, like some kind of celestial light show up in the sky. This
I could tell you. This is too much to go into, but yeah, this
fucking
is the
rockets
around the star.
Nuclear missiles.
The star is the variable in the mix that everything is moving towards a one world government, a third world war, and that the star is the variable that no one can like
Russia,
account for.
Russia's rockets are named Lucifer.
That doesn't surprise me.
So it's a nuclear device. All right, man, I'm going to bed.
Okay.
The Russian nuclear device. This
thank
is
you,
the year of Russian Look, nuclear device.
Jump in and say a bunch of shit because thank you.
I'll get better, MK.
This is on my mind big time, the Saudi star thing, because, yeah, anyway. So it's interesting you bring it up.
Douglas, are you still here?
I'm still here.
All right.
I'm going to take off. I'll see you
have
guys
a good
later.
Night, everyone.
Well, I just want to thank everyone for playing.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Doug.
Thank you for your patience,
Doug.
It's
fun to try and contain us in 42 minutes. It doesn't ever work. But it always is fun. So. Okay.
You're computering out, so I think that's the end of the night. Have a good night, people. See you later. May the force be with you.
I'm one with the force. The force is one with me. I'm one with the force. That was the best part of that movie. That movie stunk, but I love the force. It's like, that's what I can believe in.
I don't think that movie stunk.
I think it stunk, but I could believe in the force. I could believe in the force.
I think that movie's going to be different to you when you watch it again. But that was a very powerful part. The thing is that somebody associated that to propaganda for suicide bombers, and that gave me a different.
Well, it's hard not to feel like Vietnam on the beach.
Yeah. Or the monk who sets himself on fire. I got to go to bed, though.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Penny for your thoughts.
I hate Brenda, and a bad guy hit me in the shin, and I peed all in my pants.
There's nothing a little music can't help. Rockin' and rollin'. Down to the beach I'm strolling. But the seagulls poke at my head, not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now. Everyone told me not to stroll on that beach. Said, seagulls gonna come, poke me in the coconut. And they did, and they did, had me going like, ah. These birds attacked me. When I tried to run, I fell. And then these kids start laughing. And then got hit in the neck with a hacky sack. Where'd it come from?
I run, 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 jump. I can be a backpack while you run. Run, 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 jump. And stop,
put me down. I love to groove and boogie. Yeah.
Great.
Show you some dance moves.
No, I don't want you to.
If I had your giant feet,
wiener. Let me grab my beater.
Stop it, please.
Man, quit that banging.
Hey, what's that stank?
You put a fish in our basket.
Oh, 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 yeah. I forgot I did that.
You owe me an apology.
Just hold your breath and see when the time is right. Birds will back your face.
Now run, 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 choke. I can be your backpack while you run. Swing from a hairy vine. I can be your backpack while you climb. Stand on one hand and lift rocks with your special gift. Run. Run, run, jump, now breathe.
That's good. Like that. Like that. Woo-hoo. One day I was walking and I found this big log. Then I rolled the log over and underneath was a tiny little stick. And I was like, that log had a child. Listen, boy. Someday when you are older, you could get hit by. While you're lying there, screaming, come help me, please, the seagulls, both your knees. Stop it now.
Yeah, whatever, you're sort of pitchy.
Didn't like it?
Listen, man. I'm not your friend.
Don't fall asleep.
Don't fall asleep.
Stop it now.